Our actions are influenced by our emotions, but our emotions are affected by our situations, by our surroundings. So is there any way by which we can always maintain the same kind of emotion throughout all situations, even if they are good or bad? It's a good question. See, there are multiple things going on over here. Situations, can we control them? To some extent, but not much. So to some extent, you could say the situations are like the weather. Sometimes it is warm, sometimes it is cold, sometimes it is rainy. You just have to accept it. Now some people, they get very much affected by the situations. Now if it's rainy season, if it's warm, they feel very good. If it's cold, they also tend to become depressed. See, you cannot depend so much on seasons. You know, you have responsibilities, your job, your studies. And the weather doesn't matter. And sometimes the weather is gloomy. You may have to, maybe if it's cold, you wear more warm clothes or whatever, but move on. So just as there is the, you could say, the environmental weather, there is also our emotional weather. Our emotional weather means that our emotions will keep going up and down. To some extent, we can see our emotions in two different ways. One is, emotions are simply psychological reactions to life events. Just like we have physical reactions to events. Say, if the weather becomes cold. Now, different people are affected by cold differently. Some people, even if it is very cold, just wear one cloth and they can go out. And some people, just the temperature drops and they start shivering. So now, imagine if somebody says, I am feeling cold. Another person says, don't feel cold. What do you mean, don't feel cold? I'm feeling cold. Isn't it? Is feeling cold, that's not in my control. Isn't it? I'm feeling cold. But if somebody says, oh, because I'm feeling cold, so I'll not wake up today. Or I'll not go out for my work today. No. You wear some warm clothes, make some preparation, go out. So just as we have physical reactions to events. Physically, the body feels starts shivering because of cold. Like that, we also have emotional reactions to events. And when those emotional reactions come up, we see that this is just the way my mind is, it reacts in this way. But just because a particular emotion has come, that doesn't mean I have to act accordingly. Sometimes we feel very energetic, sometimes we feel very lethargic. Okay, that's just the way the mind is. So rather than depending on some favorable emotion or demanding some favorable emotion, what we need to see is the emotions are going to come. They'll come, they'll stay for some time, they will go. Then what do I do? You see that the emotions and intentions are two separate things. That I need to maintain my intention in spite of my emotion. And how do I do that? For that, I often give the example of cricket. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava nadveshti sampravrittani nanivrittani kamshati udasina vadasinam gunaryona vichalyate gunavartantityeva yovatishtati nengate. So he says that sometimes you will feel very clear and very, very insightful, very sharp. Sometimes we feel hyperactive. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. Sometimes we feel, why do anything? Just relax. So, have you heard of the three modes of material nature? Sattva, rajas, tamas, goodness, passion, ignorance. So, you can put it as, some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and some people wonder what happened. So, that is goodness, people think, plan and do, so they make things happen. In passion, we try to do one thing, but as one thing leads to this and that, hey, what's going on? I didn't want all this to happen. And in ignorance, people lost in their own world. What's going on? They don't even know. So broadly, these modes, Krishna says, they will just arise in the mind as reactions to the kind of situations we are in, the kind of impressions that are there in the mind. Krishna says, just see the udasina vadasinam. Udasina means stay as if detached. So this is an interesting describer, as if detached. In English, there are two words. There is uninterested and there is disinterested. Does anyone know the difference between the two? Uninterested and disinterested. Or you're not interested?
Okay.
So, uninterested means having no interest at all. Whereas disinterested means having no vested interests. That means impartial, unbiased. So now, imagine a cricket match. In a cricket match, there is an umpire. Now, should the umpire be uninterested or disinterested?
Disinterested.
Say the bowler bowls the ball and the ball goes and hits the leg of the batsman. And all the players appear, how's that? And the umpire says, I was not watching the match. What? What are you doing over here? You have to be watching the match, isn't it? So, but the umpire cannot take the decision simply based on how loudly the players are appealing. The umpire has to take the decision based on the merit of the appeal. So, similarly, Krishna says, within your consciousness, various emotions will appeal. Come on, do this, don't do this, watch this, do this. But he says, don't get carried away just by the volume of the emotion. Look at the validity of the emotion. Okay, validity. You know, is it? Okay, you know. This is too much, I can't do it. Well, is it simply that I'm just lethargic about doing the hard work and that's why I'm saying this is too much? Or sometimes it may be that, you know, yeah, actually this is not one man's work. Maybe I need some help. We need to outsource it, delegate something, and then we do it. So look at the validity of it. So when emotions come up, when certain situations come up and some emotions come up, we can't just uncritically go along with the emotion, nor can we just completely reject the emotion. There is repressing the emotion, there is expressing the emotion. But in between the two of them is processing the emotion. If we get angry, for example, if we express it, what will happen? The cause. Then that other person, their heart will burn. How dare you speak like this? But if you repress the emotion, then after some time our heart starts burning. You know? How long can I tolerate this? Start feeling like that. But then we process it. So with respect to our emotions, our intention, if we study Shastra, practice sadhana, associate with devotees, then our intention to do the right thing will be strong. And sometimes the emotion will be favorable, sometimes the emotion will be unfavorable. Now when the emotion is unfavorable, we needn't just reject the emotion, but we can process the emotion. And then we can act accordingly. So, yes, our emotions will never be steadily the same all the time. But our intention can be steady. And for that intention to be steady, we need to nourish our intelligence. So, when we understand this is important and these emotions are transient, then our intention gets strong. And that strong intention, as we keep doing the right thing steadily, then gradually the emotion will also become cooperative. The essence of commitment is recommitment. It's not that, okay, I decided to do this, from tomorrow onward, for the rest of my life, no questions, I'm going to do this. It never works like that. Today I do it, I feel very inspired. Tomorrow, why am I doing this? Our emotions don't stay with us. But, oh no, we remember our intelligence, why is this important? And then we commit ourselves to it. Then we do it. So the essence of commitment is recommitment. And we have that idea, then we can move forward even when the emotions are not very congenial.